Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
If she respond to this DM, boy, you fucked up. She took your pictures off her gram, y'all broke up. First she love you, then she block you, boy, that fucked up.
It's the remix, and you know what's up. Hey, and it go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell
down.
Snapchat me that poop. FaceTime me that if it's cool. Well, my DM poppin'. My DM just caught a body.
If you screenshot, you the police. 10 likes, you want OD. Follow short and then unfollow, then follow back. That's so
she
me.
Like I killed him.
Really killed him. You won't look like that if you undo all them filters.
Angles.
I seen your girl post a DM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down, it go down.
Your bitch ain't good enough to be styling on me. Use a bitch that listen to keep on wowing on me. Hit my side again quick fast. Pull up in that quick fast. I ain't talking pancakes, but he flip a brick fast. A bunch of bad bitch that ain't doing the dab bitch. They put me in some bangs, couple C's on they bag bitch. This is fuck you mean, fuck your little mean. Even Queen B had to tell him I'm the queen. Check the D, blessed indeed. The executive producer, bitch, rest in peace. Then he put his hands in my pants, felt some thick lips, got wood. He said Kylie was good, I said Miley was good. I said could you pay my bills like O'Reilly was good. I just sit back and observe all these vegans that I done curved. If it go down on your DM, then baby boy, you lucky. Cause 99.9% of these fuck boys can't fuck me.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
Yeah.
It go down.
Okay, your man posts a quote and a pic in bed. So I hit them in the DM like, hey, big head. Remember when I was your woman crush? He said, yeah. Told him that I'm headed home. He could meet me there. Try to beat me there. Let me be clear. It is you eating air too. Fucking pinky swear. I'm just looking for a dude that can eat the twist. Do we make more dough than the pizza shop? Do we dress every day like it's Easter Sunday? Can he give me more help than Peggy Bundy? Man, fuck I look like turning down some dawn. Man, I sorta like a dog turning down some bone. They know that I'm a 10, that's the lean on my lens. I don't need another friend, it's just me and my end. I said what you like about me, he said that's your arrow back. When I let them eat this ice cream out my aircraft, he said that it's abstract. He said, yo, yo, aircraft. I told him I never fight, and then I do that aircraft.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
I tell him, down. Snapchat me that move.
Snapchat me that move. If it's cool.
Snapchat me that move.
Snapchat me that move. If it's cool.
I seen your girl post a DM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
It go.
All righty, Tim, I'm in Radio Live. It's 9:05 p.m. out here in the DMV where I be. It's your boy, Sam James. You're tuning to Tim, I'm in Radio Live, the baddest internet radio show in the land. Hashtag Social Lab.
Thanks for the save.
And I just see like, that we're having some technical difficulties over on our end, but hey, we keep the show moving, don't we? That's how it works.
917-889-3926, just like that. Wow. Hey, Young Gotti, Nicki Minaj, down in the deal. This is Social Lab, too, on the radio. Just like that. Hey, it's Money Monday is what we call it. Hey, how many of y'all know about Kevin Trudeau? You ever heard of the name Kevin Trudeau? Hey, tonight the topic is not about Kevin Trudeau. Just want to throw that name out there early before I forget. Are you pursuing your purpose or chasing your dream? Had a real dope conversation last week with the team that spun this particular topic. And tonight we're going to get up in it. Are you pursuing your purpose or chasing your dream? It's 6:06 out there on the West Coast, 9:06 here in the A. Jump on it. DMV has already helped us out already. That dude say James. Nice say, brother. Nice say.
Yeah, yeah, brother. Man. You know, that's what we do, man. You know what I mean?
Yo, put up a storm on pure mute. Hey, are you pursuing your purpose? Hey, appreciate this topic from last week.
What's the last thing you said?
Chasing your dream. I said, appreciate this topic. This was one of the topics fun out of that conversation last week, along with several other. And we're going to get in it tonight. Hey, have you ever heard of Kevin Trudeau?
Can't say I have.
Let's go on to the other side of the H, bring hot chocolate into this convo. What up, hot chocolate? Hey, you ever heard of Kevin Trudeau?
I cannot say that I have, but the way that you keep dropping that name is intriguing me. So I feel like I'm missing something already.
Well, I mean, we know who he is. We may not be familiar with the name, but remember the guy that used to write the books about free money, free money. He should tell you about it was free money that the government didn't want you to know about. And he's writing these books.
Oh, yeah. Vaguely.
His name was Kevin Trudeau. And I came across something earlier today, and I thought it was, you know, quite, you know, Save uses the term all the time, quite apropos for the subject that we typically talk about on Mondays, although we're talking about purpose and chasing dreams. But, you know, your money matters, folks. Your money matters. And I know protesting and all of that is what we want to do when things happen. But listen, it's about getting your money in order. Getting your money in order and then channeling your funds in the right places. But listen, Kevin Trudeau told us about free money years ago. He introduced this book called Free Money. That was the name of the book, Free Money They Don't Want You to Know About. I got the book along with some other stuff, but I got the CD. The CD was called Secrets to Easy Money in Tough Times, Little Known Secrets in Quick Cash, Simple Ways to Make $1 to $10,000 and even 20. Take control of your financial future. Now, you know, things like that, you know, get us stimulated. You also get all this all excited. And, you know, we pull out the checkbook, the plastic. I don't know how much I paid for this stuff, but I got it years ago. I did something recently Kevin Trudeau told me to do 10 years ago. I'm going to tell you that it works. And I've been sleeping. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how you can get free money they don't want you to know about. Free money they don't want you to know about. And you know she's going to come in the building anytime you say free money. All the way live. It is her birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the table. What up, Ma?
Man, man. Good afternoon in the morning time, and you're funny, and hell yeah. Where's
she
the free money at?
She heard that free money? Damn right.
Hey, absolutely. Hey,
like
when,
a genie.
When
I'm
we come back, when we come back, we got, again, I got that secret before we get up out of here. Are you pursuing your purpose? Are you chasing your dream? And we celebrating Madam Boston's birthday, and it's Halloween. Wow. Dream scary.
Panda. I got broads in Atlanta, treated to be in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the van, legacy, family, waiting to see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey, on the helmet, legacy, family, waiting to see, family, pockets full, Danny, selling balls, candy, man on the macho like Randy, the chopper go out to the granny, pull up your bandit, I got broads in Atlanta, switched to Dodine in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the list in the van, legacy, family, way to live like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey, it's on the hammer, legacy, family, way to see, family, package for Danny, selling ball, candy, may not the macho like Randy, the chopper go out to the Grammy, pull up your family, hope the killers understand me.
Panda.
I get broads in Atlanta, twisted to lean, sipping fanta. Credit cards in the scammer, wake up beside me, let it sound. Over to let they be answering, rent, I know we clap. I be pulling myself in the fanta. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I tried. Legacy, fanta. Why is he killing no comma? Pop a perk, I got sign a gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. Two killers, I feel it, pull up in the fanta. No, they come and kill you on the comma. Rollie is dancing bigger than the panda. Go out to the Grammy, but pull it, you find it. Pull up, I'ma flip it. I got pull up and get it. I got just count for digits. Say you make you a lot of new money. No, pull up in the end of baby. CCDD, pull up in the baby. Call a Philip, pull up, gon' feel it, baby. Up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby. We gon' kill it, but get it. I got broad, yeah, I get it. I got cards, yeah, it's how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I fell in the bars when he spin it. The Bobby was spinning. Chop the dawn, doing business. In the baby, she doing the feeling. I begin to the chicken, count to the chicken. And all of my split.
Panda.
I got broads in Atlanta, switched to Dolby in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the vandals, legacy, family, way and see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey, on the helmet, legacy, family, way and see, panda, package for Danny, selling ball, candy, man on the macho like Randy, the chopper go out to the Grammy, pull up your bandit, hope you understand me. I got broads in Atlanta, switched to Dodine in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the bandit.
9:14 p.m. here in the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, Save James the General, and the birthday girl, Madam Boston. Y'all call her and show her some love or hit her on her DM, which I'm sure will be popping later on. Mm-hmm.
Man, it's been popping all day. This is crazy.
I'm sure it has been. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in.
Weigh in.
Yay.
In here. Hey, last week we had a real interesting conversation doing a production call that spun just a couple of different perspectives, I think. And for me, purpose, I think, was the overarching. Are you living your purpose? Typically, you know, we think about purpose beginning of the year, coming out of Thanksgiving and Christmas when we done spent all our money and we want to reevaluate things and, you know, start fresh, which is pretty much bull anyway, right? We call it a resolution. That's typically when we think about purpose. But I think we should think about purpose every day of the month, every day of the week, not at a particular time. Purpose. What is purpose? Exactly. When you think of purpose, not the book definition of it, not the Webster, what does it mean to you?
Purpose to me is what you are meant to do, not what everyone else wants you to do, what your passion is, what drives you. You know what I mean? What makes you happy to do when you get up in the morning and what motivates you to do that?
Yeah. Would anyone else say it differently? Would you describe purpose differently?
No, that's pretty much, you know, along the lines I would define it as, but sometimes it could be, I would say, you can use the word meant. You can change it with what you were put here to do. Everybody has, everything on this earth has a reason that it's on the earth, down to the mosquitoes that we hate. They have a job to do. So everything that's on this earth, that God created on this earth, has a reason to be here. So I look at it as not what was I meant to do, but sometimes what was I put here to do? You know?
Yeah.
And it could take it another angle, but meant to and put here all could particularly be relative at one point. But it's all about, I guess, what drives you to find that purpose, whether you're trying to figure out what you're meant to do or you figure out what you've been put here to do, whether there is any difference between it to the individual, you know?
Yeah, and I think to different people, it's going to, you know, definitely be different things. That's why I call out not the Webster definition, right? Because, you know, just like the idea may be that there's a God. Well, to some people, maybe there is not, right? And so, you know, you're not going to debate back and forth because, you know, at the end of the day, each one teach one. And that's why this thing called individuality exists. Because everyone is an individual, and we live in America, and even though I believe it's out of control, you know, that's why, you know, people walk around thinking they God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm good.
Well,
but that's a completely different topic for a completely different day. The one thing you said that I think that I connect with when I think of purpose is, why am I here? Why am I here? What was I here to do? What am I here to do? What was I brought here to do? Why was I alive? Why was I able to survive certain situations and circumstances? What is the purpose? Because there's absolutely an overarching purpose, whether we think about it or not. Are you pursuing your purpose? Are you chasing your dream? That's the topic tonight. While we celebrate Madam CeeLo Boston's birthday, hey, it's 9:19. We got sports coming up. Happy birthday.
Bugatti boys.
Woo!
Diddy. Black Bar Mitzvah.
Woo!
Maybach.
Woo!
Bad boy. Let's get it. Turn up.
When I die, bury me beside a billionaire. Before I die, bet I'm certified a billionaire. Met for grand interest like it's Al Capone. Cream mink dragging down the carpet on my phone. Might see me on the campus at UCLA. Just bought a dorm, Mr. Combs, no student loans. Bugatti boy driving like the car stolen. Put up with a white chick like Lamar Odom. Jay got the Nets, now I'm plotting on the
That's
Knicks.
Right. Huh.
Buy the team, bet 20 million on the championship. Number one on Forbes list, you know it's bad boys. Going places, travel agents, check the passport. King of diamonds, and I threw 100 bands.
Yeah.
Me and Shorty on the yacht, the heart of South of France.
Yeah.
I blew a mine,
yeah.
She blowing mine. 3
mil on the pinky. I'm white. Rhyme.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for,
yeah,
and how I come up with this up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl. All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl.
It's been a minute since I've been to church. Psalm 27, can I spit a verse? Praying on the weak, I should send some flowers. I'm laying in the sheet, I'm well endowed. Time to get the money Steve Forbes got. I'm slowly climbing up the Leo spot. Net worth, lot of Google me. Heavy jewelry, swimming trunks on Laguna Beach. Condo on Park Ave, the mansion in Boca. 20 bedroom, my fit bigger than Oprah's. Dreams and nightmares, yeah, I'm still having those. Side effects for living like animals. Tequila cup, take for a kingpin.
Me?
Black bar missing, that ain't seen. Obama fundraiser, all boys. Blow your candle out, so on and so forth. Boys in the hood, game ain't changed. How to make love when ain't changed. Death to my enemies, tattoo all of my memories. Use the project grounds for my assemblies. I respect the tenant, don't step on my tennis. Follow chain of command, come play my lieutenant.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for, and how I come up with this up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl. All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl. When I die, bury me inside the Gucci style. When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty skull. All I want for my birthday is a big booty skull.
She got a big booty, so I call her big booty.
Skirt, skirt.
Wrist moving, cookie getting to it.
Cookin'.
I'm in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
Jams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice.
Yeah,
I got bands everywhere.
Bands.
You the realest. Breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag.
Extendo.
Extendo roll.
Extendo roll.
When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the chopper thumb.
Damn.
See, I done had my bones than Pakistan.
Boom.
Boom. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. And a
boom.
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 See, I'm balling you in real car.
Bro.
When I die, bury me inside the jury style. When I die, bury me inside the truest style.
Bro.
True to my religion, to everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to two.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this stuff in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl.
Well, TM Hyman Radio Live Social Lab. It's 9:23 p.m. here on the East Coast and 6:23 p.m. on the West Coast. And everybody in the middle, figure it out. And it's my birthday.
Yep.
Happy birthday. You know, on Money Monday. All right. So the question tonight is, are you pursuing your purpose or chasing your dream? And I'm doing both.
Which one are you doing?
I'm doing both. Yeah. And I said that because I know I was born to talk because I was born with teeth. So, I mean, like,
wow.
I got to go with what's real. You know what I'm saying? talk and people. And people, whenever I ask that one question of what am I really supposed to be doing? Am I on the right track? Somebody's knocking at the door or ringing my phone, my input. And
probably,
I mean, I wouldn't, you know, like, hey, because I don't deal with a lot of nonsense. I might have dealt certain situations, but not a lot of nonsense. And it's just about eat from the heart and not from a judgment space. You know what I mean? And I think that's not everybody can do that. Not everyone can talk to damn near anybody that they meet.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I mean? So I look at it as a gift, and also, yeah, that's what I was born to do. Like, we're up here,
but it's
not supposed to be here. We're supposed to be here.
Yeah, it's about being non-judgmental as well. People have no problem opening up to people who they feel aren't just good listeners, but people who are non-judgmental. And you know, I can say, you may be a lot of things, but non-judgmental is not one of them. I mean, excuse me, judgmental is not one. You're non-judgmental.
And, yeah,
but you are a problem solver, I believe. You know, so when you talk about purpose, I don't know what your dream might be connected to that, but I definitely think, you know, you, as you state, we are operating definitely in purpose when it comes to communication and people. 917-3926. Hey, jump into the conversation, folks. You're talking about pursuing your purpose and chasing your dream tonight. Sabe, I know you say it's close to your heart, but you about to make a major move that's a part of chasing the dream. You know,
yeah, pretty much.
What's one major thing that you had to deal with before you just made the decision? Because making the decision is the hardest damn part, and typically what we don't do. Or if we do, we do have cop.
Right.
and if we make the decision, the even harder part is following up. Because you could say you're going to do something, but never do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the main thing. But here's the thing that I had to find out. The power of a decision is so strong with just universal laws of how things are supposed to work once you get in line with making a decision.
Right.
We play it short, man. We play it cheap, I should say, to really understand the power of a decision when it's in line with your purpose. You understand what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something, man. You just hit on something that's so major that I will tell you that even when I'm interviewing people, past and present, you know, there are certain questions that you interview and you ask for. You're not looking for a specific answer. You're looking for perspective. And so, you can ask one question and nine people could answer the question completely different. And nobody answered the question wrong. But what you got out of the answers were perspective. It told you how the person thought. It told you if the person's comprehension skill was on point, if it was high, if it was low, just based on the answer, right? And so when you talk about, well, let's do this. Let's pause. And we'll come back. Purposeful.
Let's do it.
Purpose. is what we're talking about tonight. And we'll be right back to you.
Mike Wilmer.
Bands to make her dance. Bands to make her dance.
I'm just popping bangs. Bands to make her dance. Bands to make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands to make her dance. Bands to make her dance. All these chicks popping. I'm just popping bangs. Bands to make her dance. Bands to make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands.
Short hair like Nia Long. Lose one, she don't need alone. She start twerking when she hear a song. Trip up all her income. We get trippin' and then some. So nasty when she rollin'. She put that air top in my hands. I remote control it. She give me down when the roof gone. At the KOD, she leave with me. She got friends. Bring three. I got drunk. I got drank. Bend it over. Juicy J gon' poke it like wet paint. You say no to ratchet. Juicy J can't. Racks everywhere. They showin' racks. I'm throwin' racks. In the VIP. Rubber on them stretchin' that. Bitch,
Strippers popping, the poles popping for CeeLo Boston's birthday. She getting lap dances. She got money raining down on her and everything.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. Make sure you press 1 so the engineer knows that you want to talk and you don't just want to hang out and listen. You can say happy birthday to Madam Boston, or you can weigh in on our topic tonight. Are you living your purpose? It's Money Monday. You know, your money does matter, and we are giving you some of our perspective on purpose. And Kevin Trudeau, that's his name?
We haven't forgot. More to come.
There you go. There you go. But first, I bring to you, albeit very hesitantly,
Dave James with our
sports report tonight, and I'm sure at the top of this sports report he's going to have some news related to my favorite team to win last night.
Boy. Oh man, I'd rather drag my nails across the chalkboard right now.
Terrible.
This team that plays in
just horrible
in the heart, deep in the heart of Texas. All right, let's get it out of the way. All right.
Oh, now it's let's get it out the way. No,
let's
save
get
it for
it out
last.
The way.
Save it
okay.
for last.
You want me to save it for last? I'll save it for last. All right, cool.
Save it for last.
Like
yeah,
I like
build up.
Pat.
Yeah, build.
I'll build,
build
up.
It up.
I'll build up. Okay, the Pats beat the Bills 41-25. Breed with 4 touchdowns and a ride at Buffalo. Was looking like a clear-cut nominee for MVP at the end of the year. Regardless, he's just 4 games tonight. You can't tell. Redskins tied the Bengals 27-27 in London. Second tie of the season due to kicking or the lack thereof. Everybody's having kicking issues when it comes to these ties or whatever. Don't get it. Chiefs beat the Colts 30-14. Raiders beat the Buccaneers 30-24.
Derek Carr threw for 513 yards and 4 touchdowns in the overtime win. This like the 4th overtime or last second win the Raiders pulled off this season. And Derek Carr is looking really good for the Raiders out there. I'm happy that they're back in the sect. The NFL is better when the Raiders are good. Seahawks beat the Saints. Lost to the Saints 20-25. Excuse me. The Seahawks couldn't complete a comeback in the final second against the Saints in the Mercedes-Benz Dome. It's hard to win there. Jets beat the Browns 31-28. Joe Namath calls for the rookie in place of Fitzpatrick at halftime, which leads to a rally. Fitzpatrick led the Jets to keep the Browns winless. The Cards lost to the Panthers 30-20. Carolina snaps a 4-game skid, but Cam is complaining about the hits. Cam, you shouldn't be complaining about the hits. You need to be complaining about your stylist, because you up there looking like an AKA yesterday, son. I was wondering where your handheld mirror and your Ivy hands were. Didn't it feel like an AKA up there, son? Those fools about to ski-wee on out of there.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, the Chargers lost to the Broncos 27-19. The Packers lost to the Falcons 33-32. Matty Ice delivers in the clutch touchdown to top the Packers in the final minute. And Matty Ice is starting to show that he got a pair of stones on him. Somebody's breathing his phone very hard right now. The Eagles.
Really?
Yeah. The Eagles lost to the Cowboys in a division rivalry in overtime, 29-23. Dak Prescott delivers again in overtime, a touchdown to Jason Witten to ground the Eagles, and the Romo era should be officially closed.
It really should.
But as long as Jerry Jones has breath in his lungs, you cannot count out the fact that the Cowboys could be 10-1 in the middle of December, and as soon as that boy could throw 40 yards on the rope, I guarantee you Tony Romo has to be right back in there, messing up the whole chemistry of everything. Yeah. Moving on to the NBA, the Bulls are currently smacking the Brooklyn Nets 114-84, fourth quarter. Denver is up 91-90 in the fourth quarter, 90 over Toronto. Sacramento Kings are up 81-79 over the Atlanta Hawks. And we have the late game of Phoenix and the Clippers tonight at 10:30. The Cubs win their last night to bring the series to a 3-2 stance. Cleveland is back at home tomorrow trying to go for the kill shot. And they are also trying to go for the 2-for-1 special of championship rings in that city in 1 year. There may be some magic going on in Cleveland, but it ain't going to last with the Browns because they're currently 0-8. They're in first place for the number one pick right now. 9:38 p.m., it's your boy Save James. That was your sports report for this Monday, Halloween, October 31st, and Madam CeeLo Boston birthday. That's how we do.
He really
I can't wait till I get you on the floor, good looking. Hey, going hot, so hot, just like an oven. And I'll burn myself, but just had to touch it. But it's so fine, and it's all mine. Hey, baby. She does it. She's so fine.
right there. Student Todd, Justin Timberlake, Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, 940, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, we rocking out celebrating Madam Boston's birthday while you celebrate Halloween.
Hey, we're talking about purpose and dreams tonight. Hey, before the break and before the sports report, I was trying to make a point but didn't want to drag it on and push stuff back. But Stave made a point about making a decision. I was going down the path of hiring people, and one thing that I learned strategy-wise is how to identify if people knew how to make decisions easily or if they shied away from decisions. The one most difficult thing that gets in our way as it relates to purpose and growth, and so clearly you can't grow and you can't achieve your purpose and or follow dreams if you don't make decisions. The word is decisive, being decisive. It's a characteristic that many, many people, one, don't even really think about. They don't even identify with it because most people are like, okay, it really don't matter. But the fact that you don't make a decision is just as relevant, just as important as the decision that you have to make. Either right. way, the one thing we don't want to do is we don't want to be accountable. We don't want to be responsible. Either way, you have to make a decision. For the good, the bad, or the indifferent, make a decision.
Right.
It's tough.
Yep.
It's tough. It might be painful. But one thing that Save said during a discussion last week is he said, you got to be all in at the end of the day. When you think about purpose, when you think about dreams, you got to be all in. You have to be at a point where it's like, listen, you can't get no lower. It's rock bottom. If you made it this far, you can do anything. If I made it through this, I can make it through anything. And step by step, ultimately that builds your confidence and you fight your way out of a hole. But listen, the word is decisive. You have to be able to make a decision. Until you can make a decision, you will always be stifled and in the way.
Right.
I digress.
In your own way, yes.
But in your way, and the people that may depend on you, their way as well. Yeah.
And when I say in a way, when I say in a way, though, I mean in your own way of achieving your own purpose, your own dreams.
Uh-huh.
Because you didn't make the decision. You didn't make the decision to quit the job. You know, you didn't make a decision to leave the relationship. You didn't make a decision to move to another state. You didn't make a decision to go back to school. You didn't make a decision. Or guess what? You made a decision. You made a decision to stay at work longer than you had to.
Mm-hmm.
You made a decision to stay out with the boys. When your wife was waiting on you, when your girl was waiting on you, you made a decision not to go to your kid's recital, right?
Right.
You grew up. And now they don't want nothing to do with you. You made a decision. This thing is about decisions that you make and decisions that you don't make, people, both men and women. Because guess what? At one point, we could point our fingers at men and say you trifling and you low down. But listen, it's just as many trifling low down women when it comes to children as it is men.
Preach.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Preach.
Yeah. You are not lying.
Are you pursuing your purpose? Are you chasing your dream? If
for
you don't
one
get
thing,
anything outside of discussion tonight, listen, tonight, make a decision.
And the thing I want to add to that is that when you making this decision, when it's, you know, synchronized with your drive or with your purpose, you won't be without. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not going to lose. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You'll know it's the right decision to make based off the response, based off of the results that you get from it.
How, would say along the same lines, like, I know there's some people out there who'll be listening. They're like, how do I know? I've been trying to find my purpose for years. I can't find my purpose. Listen, I totally agree with what he just said, because for me, it's like, listen, how you kind of know you in the ballpark of purpose is when it's work to somebody else and you still smiling and you don't want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're in the will of purpose. And let me tell you something, people. Purpose is not always going to lead to money. 9 times out of 10,
right,
purpose is just opposite. Purpose don't have no profits tied to it at all. You like, what the hell? I don't want purpose.
Right. That's true.
No, you do. You sometimes fulfillment is more valuable than profit.
And that's the true definition of purpose right there. When you ain't doing,
mm-hmm,
like you said in the beginning of the show, when it's not a job to you anymore. When it's what you,
yeah,
wake up wanting to do.
Yeah.
You said that at the beginning of the show, Gina. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you are maximizing your purpose, and you all up in it, when you tied up, tangled up in purpose, you're automatically going to profit. When purpose becomes a business, you automatically profit. And let me tell you something. I'm gonna bring out the Bible. The Bible says that your gift will make room for you, and that's all it's really saying. It's saying that when you really operate in the fullness of your gifts and your talents, you will be blessed. You will profit. Because, listen, I mean, in all of us is a little entrepreneur. You know, that entrepreneur in some of us, you know, they just been starving for years. When some of us got some fat men, some fat women entrepreneurs up in us. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what all of us got, a little entrepreneur. Hey, we'll be right back. This is No More Games. Loud
Boy. All I ask is that you show a little bit of appreciation. But I just sit 20 minutes to relax when I come home instead of being attacked with questions and nag the whole damn thing.
You think that I nag you?
That's all you do. All you do is nag me. Nothing I ever do is ever good enough. I just want to be left the hell alone.
The hell alone.
The hell alone.
After all that you've been through, I put you through the same, girl. Yeah. I'm tired of the games and I don't want to play no more. And after all that we've been through, yeah, I know we've been through a lot, girl. I know things won't be the same, I know things won't be the same, baby.
Basing all my relationships off the past, I never knew how long this shit would last, and now I'm sitting here, I'm mad. But nothing lasts forever, but if I knew what I knew then I would've done you better. Let's just speak the truth. And when I think of love, I think of you. How selfish of me not to see it from your point of view. You've been wanting real love, I know that shit is overdue. It's hard to move on when I'm not even over you. Loud.
I know I play with your mind, girl. I know I wasted your time, girl. Yeah, I know. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more. I know I play with your heart, girl. Yeah, I know I did, I know I did, I know. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more.
Reminiscing off old days, hoping that I'm strong enough to carry my own weight. Shawty moving on, I know we move at our own pace. Just hoping we can have another chance at it one day. Living life fast, speeding up and then I crash. Where I see my life flash and now all I think of is you. But I let time pass, thanking God for what we had. Cause though you're not here by my side, still have memories of you, I won't forget you, baby. How could I be so selfish? All about the green, I guess a nigga on his elf shit. Shawty gave me soul, so she was on her Elvis. And true love, I felt it, and now I can't feel shit. It's fucking with me, but truth be told is I'm the one to blame. Cause all a nigga did was play a lot of games, feeling dumb and so ashamed. Now I'm trying to maintain, but at the same time, things won't be the same. I know things won't be the same, baby. And yeah, I miss you, baby. I wanna kiss you, baby. How could I be so shady? Don't blame yourself, put it all on me. But baby, I'ma get it right. But you know I won't change overnight. But I'ma put in work, baby, overtime, cause I don't wanna play these games no more. I don't wanna play these games no more. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more. I know I play with your heart, girl. Yeah, I know I did, I know I did, I know. Ooh. But I'm tired of the games and I don't wanna play no more.
Really? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
That's what you want?
Yeah.
Fine, great. Do whatever the hell you want.
What?
I am done. I don't deserve this. I really do not deserve this. I deserve somebody who gives a shit. I'm not spending one more second of this life with some inconsiderate prick. You're a prick.
Radio Live, 9:52 p.m. here on the East Coast. Yeah, 6:52 on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, figure it out. We're starting to wind down here on the Social Lab.
Yep.
We're talking about you pursuing your purpose or chasing your dream. And I'm not sure who was speaking before we went to break.
Hey, I want to say this, though. Somebody out there needs to know. Like tonight, right now, just go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it.
Yep.
You've been like off waiting too long. You know you should have already done it. Just go ahead and do it. It can't get any worse than it already
right.
is. And even right, and yeah. even if it does get a little worse, guess what? It's not going to kill you. And what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Just go ahead and do it.
I hate
Amen.
To quote the full Trump, but what do you have to lose?
Yeah, you quoting him. You quoting him. Nah, but
I mean
that's
he said something smart. It just wasn't in that context.
Yeah, totally opposite spectrum. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's. Kind of like you're saying, what you have to lose, you know, it's on. Like you tried everything else, why not try that?
Just do it.
Try what you've been wanting
just
to
do.
Yeah.
Hey,
a tree that ain't been through a storm is dangerous to climb, man. That's what they think.
Talked about Kevin Trudeau early in the show. Don't want to lose this or miss this. Listen, I don't know if any of you have ever heard it, but Trudeau is spelled. Google him. T R U. D-E-A-U, Trudeau, T-R-U-D-E-A-U, first name Kevin. I actually started following him probably, I'm going to say close to maybe 10, 15 years ago, picked up several books along with some software. He had a tip that told you to check the state treasury's department, do
yeah.
the lost and found, or do the treasure search for the treasury in any state that you've ever lived in, because there may be money sitting
yeah.
there that you have no idea. So, you know, it's
and it does
crazy when people say free money, you know, free money, because we know that nothing is free. But listen, folks, it goes back to knowledge is power, and you don't know what you don't know, and that's why things like this is also about government. Every state has a law. And it goes a little something like this. If anybody anywhere in the state ever owes you money, they file it with the state. It goes to the state treasury. Over a certain period of time, the state just does something with it. They dispose of it. But it's like a long period of time for the most part. Fast forward. I
applied concept. And I think I talked about this maybe a year ago. Followed up, did what I was supposed to do, and there were five sources between two states, and I have two more states to check. Five sources within two states that owed me money.
Good job.
I got a few of the dollars already on the way. I got to provide proof for the other sources. All I'm saying is this. I need you all to take care of your business. And this is one thing that's real. Check the state treasury department, the website. Every state treasury, every state department has a treasury department or treasury search for every citizen or resident of the state. Search your name in any state that you've ever lived in. See if you got some money. Guess what? Also search your family members, deceased family members. If you can provide verification, you don't know what you may stumble upon. Listen, your money matters. It's Money Monday, and whatever we can do to help you to get a little coin here and there, listen, that's what we're about. Hey,
I'm with
back
it.
Here with 9 p.m.
Yes.
We about it.
Yes.
Better go get that.
See y'all Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm saying my middle name about to be I Need Money. That's what I'm about to
yes.
It's real. It's
nah, but I'm on
game.
It. You said deceased. I'm about to check my pops joint ASAP.
Yep. Yep.
When Kevin Trudeau first came out and started letting people know about this, the government came after him, tried to shut
him
down.
I'm pretty sure they did. I'm pretty sure he became a target. I'm pretty sure they did.
And so doubling back, picking up on some of this old software. And folks, again, it's secrets to easy money in tough times. At the end of the day, you never know what you may be able to stumble upon. Take advantage. Listen, take control of your financial future. Get what's yours. It's sometimes like insurance policies, and sometimes you overpay on medical bills. Sometimes employers, owe you tax returns through the company or credits through companies. And they don't know how to get in contact with you. The money just sits there in the state. So you never know. Even if it's $20, $100, right? Listen, your money matters. Go get it. Deuces.
Hey, can you throw that information on the TM Hammer Radio website?
I can.
Heard.
Yeah, I'm searching my pop's name right damn now.
You know what? Yeah, I've done it before.
Are you mad at him?
Yeah, I did it a couple years
think
ago.
I'm playing.
Because I got those books, too. Oh,
it works. Hey, pursue your purpose, folks. Pursue your dreams. Hey, we are vamanos until Wednesday.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, talk radio show.